Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble. Feel the starlet crumble. You need a yen to make your mark. If you want to make money, you need the luck to make a buck.
I connected, and I scrambled and picked up the plain old telephone service, POTS, or POTS line, and here we are. So if you detect a difference in the sound quality, that's what it is. I'm not sure if we have Dr. Sergey Chilisorin with us. Do we have Dr. Soros? Yeah, okay, so we don't have him yet. So we've got just me. Well, it's not just me. There's four of us in the studio. There is... two colts, a German Shepherd, and me, four of us in the studio at the moment. So if you hear some barking, it's the doorbell. you know, over the weekend I did a really interesting test. You know that I want to know everything, right? I want to know everything about everything. I just don't have time to know everything about everything or learn everything about everything. But what I did was I decided to test two generators. Now, both of these generators generate alternating current. One of them is a General Electric / Briggs & Stratton generator, and it is marketed as a 20-kilowatt generator. It's a two-cylinder V orientation, so it's a V-shaped configuration with the cylinders. It's air-cooled, and it runs at 3,600 RPM, or 3,600 RPM, and it has a roughly a 1 liter engine, 993 cubic centimeters. So we'll just round up and say 1 liter. And I hooked that up to a small load, 250 watt halogen flood lamp, you know, the kind that you would use for working on equipment if you need a bright light in the old days. So it's a great load for 250 watts. I hooked that up, and I warmed up the generator for about 5 minutes, and then I took a stopwatch, and I timed 5 minutes, and I measured how much fuel vapor through a meter. I have a propane meter that I installed on our propane line. So the only thing that was running was this generator, and I recorded the start and stop readings on the meter and measured how much propane was consumed. I also did the same thing with a Generac brand, 22 kilowatts. So this one is a little bit larger, 10% larger, 22 kilowatts, with no load. No load whatsoever. See how that would run. And I did the same exact test. 5 minute warm up. Now this Generac is a 4-cylinder liquid cooled generator. And it runs at 1,800 RPM, half the speed. So the engine is 2.4 liters, about 20% larger than if you compare the two-cylinder at 1 liter at running at 3,600 RPM, twice the speed, or the Generac running at 1,800 RPM, half the speed. with an engine that's 2.4 liters, it's roughly a 20% larger volumetric rating if you were to make them both at the same speed. So, I'm sorry, if you considered them running at different speeds. So the bottom line is, after the 5-minute warm-up, the 4-cylinder liquid-cooled generator, which runs way quieter, used 45% more propane. 45% more propane. I found that staggering. So I'm going to duplicate the test, though, probably this week, if the weather warms up just a little bit, and I'm going to put a load on it, let's say, somewhere around 1,500 to 2,000 watts. And I'm going to do the same test and see what I learned from those tests. But I got to tell you that using 45% more propane is a huge difference. And that's exactly what Frank was talking about. When Frank talked about the story of the storm in northern Canada, where there were families that had large generators, whole house generators. That's what I'm talking about, a whole house generator here. And one that had a smaller whole house generator. The one with the smaller generator was able to run the entire duration of the a little over a week-long, 11-day storm, whereas the guys with the big generator, they were all set. They had everything they needed, but they ran out of fuel before the storm was over. So you might want to keep that in mind. Another thing I wanted to talk about today was something that I found quite fascinating. We had a leak. I bought this used 1954 propane tank. And I know that it leaked out of the valve, so I had the, and I can't buy the valve. You have to be a propane gas technician to buy these valves, because the company that manufactures them won't sell them to you. So I asked my propane dealer to buy the valve, and he installed it for me and sealed that leak. But what happened was we filled the tank to 80%, which is what you would normally do. And it started leaking weeks later. So how do I know? Well, first of all, I can smell the propane, and this tank is outside. It's a 500-gallon tank filled with 400 gallons of propane. So my son, or our son, and I went out, and I said, well, here's what we'll do. He had already lubricated the part that we were going to tighten. And this is the dial indicator that shows the level of the liquid in the propane tank. So you all know that propane is a gas, but if you compress it, it forms a liquid. And if you have a float on the top of the liquid, you can tell how high the liquid is in the tank. Kind of like one of those ball floats in the older style toilet tanks. You know, lift up the lid and you see this ball floating on a rod, kind of like that. So there's a float that rides on the height of the liquid, at the top of the liquid, and it's connected to a dial, and a dial measures or shows you how much propane's in the tank. Well, that's where it was leaking, at the base of this dial. And so it has four screws. This is an older model. It has four screws that hold in this dial. And I figure there's an O-ring there that's probably... Well, it's a 1954 tank, so it's a pretty old tank. It's almost as old as I am. And I think the rubber O-rings probably failed or is gotten brittle. So what do you do? If you've got a propane leak, most people would say, well, just let it leak out. I'm not really interested in doing that. So I took this tool. It's made by a company called KD, the letter K and the letter D. And it's called a hand impact tool. You might call it a hand impact wrench. And what happens with this tool, you hold it in your hand, it's kind of like if you're holding a toilet paper tube. It's not that big. It's made out of steel. And inside there is a screw that, it's not a fine thread, it's a very, 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 very coarse thread screw. So it will turn loosen or turn to tighten, depending on how you set this tool to operate. And at the end of it, there's a 3/8 drive adapter. And you can put in a screwdriver tip, a Phillips tip, a flat blade tip. You can put that in there. You set it squarely on the screw. And then you tap the end of this tool with a hammer. And the shock of the downward force, because the screws are vertical, the shock of the downward force makes sure that the tool does not slip off the screw. And it twists the screw at the same time. So the shock and the twisting action will generally loosen a stuck screw or tighten a screw that needs to be tightened that you would slip with a traditional well-fitting screwdriver. So I used that and went crosswise. So it's kind of like if you're torquing a tire, a wheel on a car. You don't go around in circles. You go from one side to the other. So let's say you had four screws. One would be at 12 o'clock. One would be at 6 o'clock. One would be at 9 o'clock. One would be at 3 o'clock. So you start at 12 o'clock. You tighten it just a little bit at 12 o'clock, and then you go to 6 o'clock. You tighten it the same amount. Then you go to 9 o'clock and then 3 o'clock. And you keep going across the area you're tightening. And you keep doing that. And then ultimately, when you're all done, you can go full circle, starting at 12, 3, 6, and 9, and back to 12 o'clock. That's what we did, and it stopped the leak. It was great. So that tool, which you can get for about $20 used on the internet, is a great tool. But make sure you get all the tips, because the tool is worthless without the tips. And back when I bought mine around 1970, it was about, I think, around $18. And that's how much they sell for used right now. But the one that I bought from KD back in 1970 has really hard tips. It's all the same tool and the same plastic pouch that it came in. And it works just great. So think about that. Do you think that there are nuts and bolts and screws that are small that are stuck and you just can't get them loosened? Well, this might be the tool for you. It's not for everybody. It's for, a more advanced do-it-yourselfer. And I used it on a lot of things. So, for example, I had an old Porsche 914, and it had really hard-to-get-off constant velocity joint bolts. This thing's perfect for that. Just tap, 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 and it loosens them. So it's a combination of the turning, twisting action combined with the shock of a force to loosen the threads. Really, really works well. So you might want to consider that. There's another thing that we might want to talk about, and that's propane regulators. So here's an interesting thing. We built our house here in Missouri, and the idea was we were going to have gas cooking, gas stove, and a heat pump originally. This is 18 years ago. Heat pumps don't work really well. At least back then they didn't. But a 19-seater Lennox heat pump. And it's a combination of 2.5 tons and 4 tons. So it has the equivalent of a low speed and a high speed. So if it's really, really hot outside and you need to cool down the house, it would switch to 4 tons.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, so we've gotten the internet fixed. And that's great. So I think the clarity should be just a little bit better than the plain old telephone service. So what I was talking about is there are two regulators in propane. One is at the tank. And typically, it's colored red. And that's so that you don't mix up the regulators. One of them is a higher pressure regulator, and one of them is a lower pressure regulator. So there's a higher pressure at the tank, and then there is one that runs from the tank. There's a line that runs from the high pressure red regulator, the tank, and there's a line that goes to the house typically, and then there's another one, and that's most of the time I see them as green, kind of a light green, yeah, or I see them as kind of a mill finish, meaning non-colored aluminum. And those are the two colors of the regulators that I've seen. And we have Frank with us. And so Frank, I know, is an expert in this. So welcome, Frank.
Hey, how are you? I was listening. I still can't palm directly there from Daniel. He stepped to the plate. So anyway, I'm here, man. This is a five-minute university book. It's going to be all the things that you're doing with generators. I'm so proud of you. I mean, well, I've never seen anyone that took something and took it to its 10th degree, and you're analyzing and so on and so forth. And I only wish and hope that our students understand that all the things that we are saying, you specifically, how important and how it's going to save them so much money in the near future. So congratulations.
Yeah,
As always, I listen to your programs, and that KC tool, or that tool that you're talking about, I didn't even know it existed then.
You can look it up. They have them on on eBay.
Yes, they do. I've already checked that out.
It's a great tool. So if you know it's really really stuck, and you think there is we're talking about a screw or bolt being stuck, if you think there's a high probability that you're going to round out the head of that screw, don't mess with it. Use the impact tool first. Make sure you have the proper snug fitting end, which would be either a Phillips number 2, Phillips number 3, a wide flat tip, or a narrower flat tip, and get the right tip in there, and then apply a little WD-40 or PB Blaster or automatic transmission fluid, 50% and 50% acetone, which really is the best of all.
Wow.
It's just hard to store it. Let that soak in a little bit, and then set the tool to either to loosen. And it's marked loosen, tighten.
Mm-hmm.
And you just twist the tool and just tap it with a hammer. And it's great because... In the long run, you know, that extra 2 or 3 minutes of getting the tool and setting it up will save you a stripped head. And then what do you do once you strip the head off a Phillips screw or a flat screw?
My technique,
like I was talking about,
which is not as good as that tool is, and it's contrary to popular belief, when I'm trying to take a screw that I know is going to give me problems, I usually try to tighten it first. Because if I kind of break the tread, at least it's going to be broken in the wrong position. But this thing, I can just see, because it's doing all in one thing that I used to do it by individual. Put a bit of WD-40, bang it with my little hammer, try to tighten a little bit just so I can just get that little eek and then try to take it out. But this thing, by banging it. So, and the only thing I didn't understand properly, and for the class to understand too, you bang it very gently, or you kind of give it a big punch on it?
Well, it depends. So if it's a small screw and I hit it really hard, I know I'm going to just twist the head right off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of art and science, because if you tap it too lightly, then it's not going to work. And you really want it to happen the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of get a feel for it. So I select the hammer weight, the hammerhead weight, based on the size of the screw or the nut or the bolt.
Yeah.
Now, I would say if I were going to make an error, I would rather go a little bit harder than softer with that first blow. A little bit harder. Not as hard as I can, that's for sure. But it really works well. Frank, when we come back, can we talk about pressure regulators? And I'm talking about the second stage and how to set them, because, frankly, I haven't seen one that was set properly in my entire life. Not one.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. At least a half dozen people have been confirmed dead after tornadoes touched down in Middle Tennessee over the weekend. Dave Collins has more.
3 of the victims were confirmed dead in the Nashville suburb of Madison. Nashville officials say they have teams assessing the damage and looking for victims after Saturday's tornadoes. 3 fatalities were also reported near Clarksville, where nearly 2 dozen people have been reportedly injured.
President Zelensky of Ukraine will be visiting the White House tomorrow to speak with President Biden. Talks while he's in town include the Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson. Ronnie James is back playing basketball yesterday. The University of Southern California freshman is the son of basketball player LeBron James. A little over 4 months ago, the younger James suffered a heart attack. 19-year-old James came off the bench and scored 4 points, three rebounds in an overtime loss to Long Beach State. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank's with us in Canada, Frank Pacheco. So, Frank, what I was saying is that I have never seen a pressure regulator, the second stage, coming into the house, the green one, or sometimes, not typically the green. I guess that would be the color code for most of the second stage regulators. Mm-hmm. It's right at the house. I haven't seen one that was set properly. Typically, they're set too high. And what that does is it causes the flame to be too big, and you can overheat the burners, you can overheat the heat exchanger in a propane furnace. Can you address that? And have you seen this also that
they're not?
Yeah,
you're right and a little bit wrong. Obviously, we've talked a lot about regulators. From your propane tank, you have the usually the red, and that's what they call the high pressure regulator. And that is to send that high pressure for a long distance, sometimes 300 feet. I have customers wanting this tank far, far, far away. So that propane, which is, as you said earlier, it's usually liquid but turns into vapor, and that's why it's very important to have your tank where the sun can shine in the wintertime. But it comes to your house. Now, that's about 15 or something like that. The numbers escape me a little bit. But when it comes to buy your house, then you start your second stage regulator. Now, the second stage regulator literally sends propane into your house in a safe pressure, which is around the 10 to 12, maybe even 14 water column, not pounds per square inch. Now, water column is you breathe, you take a little breath into your hand, and if you feel that air coming out of your mouth, that's about, 10 inches of water column. So it's not very much. To be safe, you don't want something to happen inside your house, like a little leak like you had in your tank, and all of a sudden you have a humongous amount of propane flowing in. But see, here's the difference, Vince. That second stage regulator sends the propane into the house. But then in your house, you have your gas stove, your gas hot oil heater, and your gas furnace. So the concept there is that all these appliances have their own regulators. Like a gas stove, if you look in the back, will have and we call those appliance regulators. And really, the concept of a second stage regulator is to provide enough pressure to be able to satisfy what we call the appliance regulator. So a gas furnace, the valve itself is a regulator. A gas stove on the bottom, there is an appliance regulator, and so on and so forth. And when we're changing from propane to natural gas, those appliance regulators is what we have to get kits for it. So where you're kind of not exactly right is that pressure of a second stage going into the house, it doesn't have to be exactly. Okay? More important is to make sure that your appliance regulator is working properly. Does that give a nice explanation?
Yeah. Yeah, very, very well said. So the appliance regulator, for a stove, for example, is probably at the base of the stove back corner somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this silver-looking aluminum, typically aluminum-colored device, and the gas line goes into it. Now, those are not adjustable other than some of them have a way of changing from propane to natural gas back and forth by changing a button or some mechanism to move them from propane to natural gas and back and forth as needed for the installation. Depending, so you buy one stove and it comes with a regulator that will work with both propane and natural gas. But that's not adjustable as far as I know.
That's right.
You can't adjust that.
The gas stove, for sure, possibly because it's not a very, either you have the flame on and your flame off and you can adjust the control by the knob. However, a furnace gas valve is very much adjustable. It's part of our mandate that before we leave a furnace, we need to set it up, and we need to set it up to the readings that the label says. So if the label says this furnace running on high needs 10 inches of water column, you better make sure that when that furnace running on high, it's going to have. So every major appliance, that's a little bit more than your gas stove, there is an adjustment on that valve.
Okay, so when I bought something called a manometer, class.
Yep.
And a manometer is it's a gauge with a rubber hose. It's not, mine is not digital. This is it's a dial, and it measures water column pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes up to, I think around 15, 16 water column inches.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is the way that you set your gas up is you run the appliances, and at the outside, there's a test port, a little plug that you unscrew. It's a metal plug. You plug in the manometer, and you look at the water column inches with the appliances running. So as if you have a full load in your house, meaning heating system or stove or both, then you measure your water column inches. And I was, my reading says about 10.5 water column inches. Is that about right for propane?
Well, to be in a more professional way, we have, when we do those tests, the tensions is fine, but let me explain. When I do gas checks for our propane companies, on their papers, we need to tell them what we call the lockup pressure and then the running pressure and the difference. Our students aren't going to be gas technicians by the time we're finished.
Oh, this is fascinating. This is fascinating to me.
So what happens is you put that manometer in there, and you make sure that all your gas appliances are off, and you take a reading, and then you go and you try to make everything work: your furnace, hot water tank, by running cold water, and then you come back and you're reading, and believe it or not, the code says that manometer should not change more than 1 inch of water column. Like, if it was stand at what we call lockup pressure with everything closed, it should be about 10, maybe 9. If it's not, then that regulator is not regulating things properly, and it might have to be changed. So there's quite a difference.
Yeah.
You see what I'm trying to say, Ben?
Right. Absolutely. So what you're saying, what you're saying is with the appliances running, you should not have more than a 1 water column inch drop from the lockup pressure, which is no appliances running.
That's
meaning
right.
All the valves are shut. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that all makes sense. But what I'm saying is, what I found is that the outside pressure regulator, the second stage, the green one, was set somewhere around 14. Water column inches, or 15 water column inches, which is way too high, isn't it?
It's definitely too high. Definitely something wrong with it. But you know you can adjust them, man.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
So, class, it's a really easy way you can adjust them. But you don't do this. Don't do this.
Don't
believe anything we say. But if you do decide to pursue some education in this, you can get a manometer. I'm looking at eBay right now. There's and they have them. I bought one that was by brand name, either Robinair or something like
that,
top of the line brand. I bought it used, and it was probably maybe $20-$25. I thought, you know, having that will make sure that I don't overheat any appliances, and make sure that they operate properly, and we don't wait 3 hours to heat a pot of spaghetti on the stove. So having the right pressure is kind of important.
Yeah.
So that's why I bought it. And so if you buy one of these, you can adjust your pressure. Now, Frank, would you tell us the procedure? It's really kind of simple, class. It really is. But you're playing with gas, so you have to be very careful.
Gas. But a number of things here. First of all, I do recommend getting an analog. I mean, sometimes the old-style tools are just fantastic. And I don't know why our industry in general loves to put electronics in things. And sometimes it doesn't really work properly. For example, a digital manometer, it goes all over the place before it settles into a nice what you're supposed to read. And it's so frustrating. I mean, I kind of fell into the trap, and I'm back to my analog manometer because I can tell so much from it. Where, the old-style analog manometer, when you put that on, that needle will go there, and it just be there, right? So to adjust to adjust that gas pressure, if you find that it's way over the line, then there is at the end of it usually a black cap, and when you take that black cap, and you're going to see a humongous screw inside, kind of style. And I usually have a little putty knife, or maybe a half-inch chisel. Chisel is one of my favorite tools. And you kind of adjust that properly. Now, you're going to adjust that with your appliances running, okay? Because that's where you're trying to get the sweet spot.
Did we just lose Frank? Yeah. Okay, we're going to get him back. So let me flesh out what Frank's talking about. So on your pressure regulator, this would be the greenish-colored one right at the house where the propane goes into your house, you will see a black, typically plastic, screw-on cap. And you can unscrew that with your fingers. Unscrew that, and then that cap is a dust cap and also prevents water from getting in there and moisture. And there's a large, we'll call it a nut or a screw head. And you could put easily a very large screwdriver in there, a flat one. And to increase the pressure, you turn the screw inward. To decrease the pressure, you turn the screw outward. And you can put the manometer on there, and you should have that all set up first. You're running your appliances, making sure that someone is inside and supervising that these appliances don't go run amok and cause a fire. So you have your stove on, and your hot water heater, and maybe your furnace. So you're drawing gas, and then you adjust the pressure of this second stage regulator by turning this great big screw. And then once you have it adjusted where the meter says that you've got the right pressure, and typically somewhere around 10 water column inches, then you can shut off your appliances or have the person inside the house shut off the appliances and then read the pressure again. And if it's within the specs that that your regulator should be set for, and it tells you, you can look up your regulator make and model. It'll tell you what the specs should be. And if you've got it set properly, you put the guest plug back in. After you take your manifold pressure
regulator.
We've been
hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so we've got Frank back. And, Frank, we were talking about adjusting the second stage regulator, and you use either a, you know, chisel as a flat tip or a, you know, narrow putty knife as a flat tip. You've unscrewed the black plastic cap. You've got the appliances running, and someone supervising the appliances in the house while you're outside, you know, turning the screw. Yeah, unscrew it to reduce the pressure. You screw it inward to increase the pressure, and you do it slowly while you're watching the manometer, right?
Yeah.
So back to you for the final details.
Well, that's basically it. But for our class who don't have a manometer, another beautiful way to check how good or bad your pressure is to actually analyze the flame on your gas stove. Your flame on your gas stove should not be, what's the word I'm looking for, separated from the actual burner. And the flame should actually be touching the burner. I'm trying to think of the proper way to say this, but sometimes when the gas pressure is high, the actual flame from the burner is not touching it. There's a bit of a gap in between the burner and the actual flame. Do you know what I'm talking about, Vince? Hello?
You said it very well, Frank. But
yeah.
What you're saying is there's a burner. It's a metallic burner. And sometimes mm-hmm. it's aluminum. Sometimes it's cast iron.
Yeah.
It might even be brass. And does the flame, the origin of the flame, does it touch the actual metal burner?
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, if it's separated, there's a distance between the beginning of the flame and the burner, too much pressure, right?
That's right. You have a, what we call a lifting flame. Yep, which basically means something is wrong. Now, as you said, unfortunately, the appliance gas range regulator is set properly. But it could be a problem, man. So then you start analyzing backwards to the secondary gas pressure, gas regulator. So anyway, that's it, Vince.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just curious. So how did you decide you had that leak on your tank? Could you smell that mercaptan all over your house?
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, we have six dogs here. They knew something was up. You know, they dogs see and they hear and they smell, and their sense of smell is way better than ours. And when they smell an animal or a dead animal, I mean, they want to check it out. So the dogs ran over, and I was in the big city at the time, so our son wanted to see what the dogs were, you know, what the commotion was. They were upset. So they smelled it, told him about it. He went over because the tanks are 300 feet away from the house. As you mentioned, some of your customers like the tanks, you know, far away from the house. And we're like that. So they detected it, and so we just fixed it immediately with that hand impact tool. But you know what, Frank? I wanted to ask you about this. So
saved you 400 liters.
Yeah, could have been a pretty... Yeah, yeah. Frank, underneath that four-screw dial, the float dial measures the liquid level of propane. Underneath there, is there an O-ring that that could fail? Because I can't really find any very good examples on the Internet of exactly how this works.
You know, I wouldn't be able to tell you for true because my license allows me to simply go to the regulator. And I don't have a tank there at all. So I would imagine there is some sort of an O-ring underneath it, but the truth is I don't know. Imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, imagine this, Frank. My license doesn't let me do any of these things because I don't have one. Yeah. But you know, class. Seriously, I'm finding, and I'm not talking about Frank, obviously, because Frank knows what he's doing. But I'm finding technicians at all levels are making all kinds of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about mistakes that should not happen. Like we had. When we first had our heat pumps installed, they worked okay, and then when it got really hot, they stopped working. The compressor wouldn't start up, and the reason was that the company that installed the refrigerant double charged the refrigerant, put twice as much in there, and the compressor couldn't start in hot weather. How does that happen?
Yeah.
How does somebody do? Were they not paying attention? Couldn't they look at a thermometer and find out what the temperature outside was? Can't they read the scale read the display on the scale? It says how much gas they put in to the refrigerant gas. Unbelievable! I put a Mercedes Benz up on the lift, took out the drain plug to change the oil, and the last guys didn't even put the drain plug washer on the drain plug. They must have lost it. How's that happen?
Vince, it's one of my greatest fightbacks with customers. Can you put a little bit more refrigerant in this unit because it's not working properly? And I'm saying, putting more in is not going to make the thing work better. There is a very,
right.
very, very
right.
specific science with refrigerant.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like two.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.